This is 89.1 WEMU. David Fair with you, sitting alongside the executive director of the Michigan and State Theaters in Ann Arbor. His name is Russ Collins, and he stops by every Thursday for Cinema Chat. We talk all things movies, and in 2019, there will be no exceptions. We'll do it all year long, won't we, Russ?
We will. And, you know, the Michigan and State Theater, we're lucky in our community because we have wonderful multiplex cinemas, the Cinemark and the Quality 16 and the Imagine Theater out in Saline. We also have the Michigan and State Theater and also campus films that get screened. So we get to see more films. We have the opportunity to see more films than most people do. And at the State of Michigan Theater, we try to focus on award-worthy films. So not all the films that we play get nominated or are literal award winners.
But it is with that eye and perspective that you try and program.
Absolutely. So there's all kinds of movies that are that way. So the first big awards, they're at the end of the year. There's a lot of newspapers and critic circles and things like that that publish what, you know, their top 10 list.
Sure.
or their winner list. The Golden Globe is the first kind
which
of ceremonial.
Which I heard somebody refer to as the drunken stepfather of award shows.
Well, it's more fun and less formal than the Academy Awards. It's the Foreign Press Corps, which for many years was kind of a joke, you know, and the awards were kind of a joke. It's less so now, but there's always surprises, and the Golden Globes are much less predictable in a certain way than the Oscars are, and they're, you know, the awards are less esteemed because they are, you know, rather random. But they do pick good films, and you know, the nominees are always up there. So you know, there was the best film were both surprises in terms of Bohemian Rhapsody, which won Best Drama, and Green Book, which won comedy film. And that was a bit of an upset. Olivia Colman won for The Favorite, which is great. And Christian Bale won for Vice. And so those are some of the best actor, actress, and then the best drama film are ones that really kind of point towards Oscars. You're actually better off to look at the guild, so the acting guild, the directing guild. Those are the better indicators of what the
Academy
Awards.
Well, a lot of those
awards
are voters in both, right?
Exactly. They're voters in both. So A Star is Born actually was the front runner going in to win a Best Picture Award and Best Director, and it didn't
And Best
win.
Supporting Actress,
yeah,
for Lady Gaga.
Who
I
did
guess
great.
She threw a hissy fit after she lost to Glenn Close.
Yeah, so. And she did not win. Glenn Close did. Glenn Close has won other Golden Globes, which is great. Bradley Cooper lost the Best Director. Again, he was thought that he might win that to Alfonso Cuarón for Roma. Now, I'm happy to say that these films are currently playing at the State of Michigan Theater. So A Star is Born, Roma is currently playing. Bohemian Rhapsody, which is not playing at the Michigan Theater, was the other big winner, with winning the Best Actor and then the Best Dramatic.
And I
film.
Have no inside knowledge of this, but I would guess that you'll see that back in the theaters as we head towards the Oscars.
Yeah, it's currently in the theaters, and they're going to do a sing-along version of it in the commercial theaters. So.
Oh, nobody should try and sing Queen.
I don't know.
You got to leave that to Queen.
Yeah, it's tough music for sure. The Oscar nomination voting actually is January 7th through 14th, and that's where we're going to get the nominations going. So we'll look forward to that. And so that's how the Golden Globes can kind of have a strong input, because they're right before the Oscar voters go to select the films.
Right,
the
and perhaps some of the results can influence or change minds and
right.
decisions and perspectives. You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. It's Cinema Chats, and I'm David Fair sitting alongside Russ Collins. What's happening this week? What are my options?
Well, it's a little bit more about what... So the Green Book, which is a Oscar contender, its stock has actually gone up as an Oscar contender by winning the award that it won. And Mahershala Ali also won a Best Actor award for that. So Green Book's stock actually could have gone up because of the Golden Globes, which is pretty interesting. Olivia Colman, who won for The Favorite, but also nominated were Rachel Weisz and Emma Stone. That's also a real distinct possibility. And Christian Bale playing Dick Cheney in a role that he gained 40 pounds for and had to play it charisma-free, which sure that was.
Made some reference to having to call on Satan in order to get into the part.
For the character, which was interesting. But that also might kind of tip a hand. The actress from Beale Street Could Talk beat out Amy Adams for that particular award. And if Beale Street Could Talk, who was directed by Barry Jenkins, who did Moonlight last year, and that's actually opening tonight, so we'll talk about that. And then we talked about Glenn Close. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse was a bit of a surprise because it was opened so late, but it got great, great reviews, which is the best animated film.
They're saying not only is it the best animated, but it might be the best Spider-Man film of all time.
Exactly, right. Exactly. So, yeah, if you're a Spider-Man or comic book fan, go check that. It's a little different. And then Roma won Best Foreign Language Film, which it's also nominated for an Academy Award, so that could be a little bit of an insider. Mary Poppins was shut out. It was thought that it might win Best Score. Crazy Rich Asians, Black Panther, and Black Klansman were
I found it a surprise that the four of those didn't win anything.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so I think Black Klansman or Black Panther could be Best Picture winner, Black Panther in particular.
We shall find out.
Yeah, so opening this week is very, very exciting that On the Basis of Sex is opening up.
NPR has
been advertising it. And it's Felicity Jones playing Ruth Bader Ginsburg as a young woman as she is trying to establish her legal career. Now, she graduated at the top of her class in Columbia. She started at Harvard, and then family situations made it so she needed to move to New York City away from Boston, and was in Columbia Law School, finished there, and she was at the top of her class. She was also a new mother and looking for a job, and this was in the 1950s, so she was
way ahead of the curve. And I think if any of you saw the documentary RBG,
right,
that is a great kind of resource to have inside as you go to see this earlier version of
right
of
because
Ruth Bader
Ginsburg. Yeah, it was RBG was about her whole life, but it really was focused on her now and her relationships in the Supreme Court. And this is more about her relationship with her husband, which is definitely touched on in the documentary RBG. But Martin Ginsburg was a remarkable gentleman in and of himself. There was a couple that lived around Ann Arbor for a long time, Bob and Marina Whitman.
Oh, yeah,
and she
yeah.
was an economist, and her husband was an English professor. And it was a similar kind of thing where he was very supportive of her being an economist coming up in the 50s and 60s. She was a presidential economic advisor. She was the head economic advisor for General Motors in the 1980s. Anyway, it's really interesting. This particular On the Basis of Sex is going to be great. It's gotten great reviews. The performances are well reviewed. It opens today at the State of Michigan Theater. Very excited about that.
Looking
and also,
forward to that.
Also opening today is Barry Jenkins' new film, If Beale Street Could Talk, which is based on a story by James Baldwin. And it's about a young African-American couple who are starting their lives together, and the man gets jailed for a crime that he did not commit. And it's about the disruption that happens in their lives and their family lives of these loving families who are just trying to make it in a rough situation. So If Beale Street Could Talk honors its source material and is beautifully filmed by Barry Jenkins. Strength in the visual and narrative craft. So If Beale Street Could Talk is a not-to-be-missed show for sure.
Well, you mentioned singing along to Queen, which I just think is a really, really bad idea as an individual or a group.
Sure.
But, however, there are other opportunities to sing along.
Yeah, we got this Friday at 7 o'clock, we're doing the Greatest Showman sing-along, which is people are finding that really fun to do. There's also a huge local connection. Ben Pasek and Justin Paul were the original composers. They're graduates from the University of Michigan Musical Theater Program. We did this a couple months ago. People liked it a lot. The Greatest Showman is a very uplifting film to see and sing along with, so go check that out. And then we're going to do a Frozen sing-along, the Disney animated film, on January the 20th.
That'll be fun with the parents bringing their kids.
Yep. And actually, the kids are the primary client for The Greatest Showman sing-along.
Is that right?
It's kind of an empowerment kind of thing, the way that the show is put together. It's these people who are different are turned into show business people. Now you can see it as exploitation.
I'd come sing along, but you'd have to shut the theater down. Nobody else would come.
There's no long guitar riff. So anyway, The Greatest Showman, that's this Friday. And then our late night films this week are The Fight Club, which is Friday at 9:30, and The Big Lebowski on Saturday.
I love both those movies.
At 11:59 or at midnight. Also coming up on the 25th and 26th are Baby Driver and Scott Pilgrim versus the World. But Fight Club Friday and Big Lebowski Saturday are coming up. And then we've got a series of things that are playing. Singing in the Rain continues our musical series on Mondays, our Monday musicals. That's going to be this week. And then next week is Hello, Dolly. And then we're doing an anime series with Perfect Blue, which is a really great anime film. And these things are selling out, so get your tickets early. Now, opening at the multiplex is Replicas, which is about a neuroscientist played by Keanu Reeves, who his family gets tragically killed, and he tries to recreate them in these
that's kind of
digital,
creepy.
Yeah, digital infused animatronic kind of. Robots.
And on the lighter side, there is The Upside.
Yeah, with Bryan Cranston and Kevin Hart. This is based on a 2011 French film called The Intouchables. It's about a very handicapped man and the guy who's taking care of him and the relationship that builds between them. The French film was great. We'll hope The Upside is just as good.
Exactly right. A lot of movie choices. Pick one and get out there, and we'll see you at the theater. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for once again joining us for Cinema Chat, exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
See an award-winning film and ta-ta from Hollywood.